我们的信息，我们谈到教会的合一。
Last Sunday, in our message, we talked about the unity of the church.
在下午，主日下午要回去之前。
So, before I left the church in the afternoon on Sunday,
我们当中爸爸弟兄，骑着那个很帅的那个摩托车，停在前面。
Bob rode on his motorcycle, made a lot of noise.
That is not what I say. 他说呢，他有一个构想。
He said to me, he had a thought.
然后问我要不要拍一个3分钟，一个有关于合一的一个例证。
He want 拍三分钟。
拍video。
He asked if I would take a video of about 3 minutes long about unity, the testimony of unity.
我们讲好一个时间，可是因为工作忙，没有我们没有办法做。
And we had set aside set up a time to do it, but we were busy. We didn't do it.
昨天下午呢？
So yesterday afternoon.
我们这边上完课5点多了哈，那时候
After the workshop, it was already after five.
就要回家以前呢，我不小心又看到他进来了。
So right before I left, I ran into him again.
那我就跟他交通之后呢，他问我说要不要再来拍，我们现在可以拍。
So we talked briefly, and he asked me, "Shall we do it now?"
然后这个只要10分钟就好。
He said, "We'll only take 10 minutes."
但是我说，然后但是在这个另外一个地方到了大概15分钟。
But we should do it at some other place, which would take about 15 minutes to get there.
我算来算去，这十分钟了，15分钟再回来又15分钟，等一下又中间又什么？我说，我算了吧。
So I did a brief calculation. I think 15 minutes, 15 minutes to and 15 minutes back, and then plus 10 minutes, pretty soon it will be over an hour.
我想到一件更重要的事情。
So I thought of another more important thing.
因为我们发现这个，冬天已经过了哈，但是我们的那个 heating 还没有关。
I realized that winter had long passed, but our heater is still boiling.
对，所以我们到小房子去，我请他把那个 heater 都关掉了。
I took him to a parsonage, and so we turned off the heat.
没想到，啪，电视关了。
And accidentally, although we turned off the switch,
可同时呢，另外一个地方，啪，水是流出来了。
but then water bursted out.
结果，
So consequently,
他想到他还有一个小的可以吸水的这个 vacuum。
So he thought of, he thought that he had a little vacuum that can suck up the water.
我们回到教堂来，拿了这个东西，顺便又拿一个大风扇，然后就回到
So
那个地
we
方。
came back to the church main building, fetched the vacuum, and then with a big fan, we went back to the parsonage.
在吸的时候发现这个不好使，那后来看到地毯可以拿掉，他说干脆把我们把地毯拿掉了。
So initially, it was hard to vacuum it, and then later on, we decided to remove the carpet so that it would be easier.
那弄完之后，在弄地毯的同时，因为那里有很多东西堆在地下，已经发霉了，都已经那个很不好的东西。
So as we were removing the carpet, and we found out there were a lot of things that were shoved under the rocks over the years.
我们就顺便把东西都给带上去，那都拿走。
So we cleaned up the whole mess.
没有所有的，但是一部分呢。
We cleaned up
还
some
等大家等一
of
下吃饱饭后一起拿。
We left some for other sisters and brothers.
我说这样的话，大家怎么知道这个重要性？
So, because otherwise, nobody would realize how much and how important, how much we have worked and how important this has been.
那地毯呢？有沾水的那边是非常湿，又湿又重。
So the water, the side of the carpet that had been, the part of carpet that had been watered, was heavy and wet.
那起先，他要我带座头拉不动。
Initially, he wanted me to take the lead to pull it out, but we could not.
最后还是需要他这一头 牛。
So eventually, we still have to rely on his big muscles.
把整个夹住这样拉，硬使命的拉，往上拉。
And he really hugged it with all his force and pulled it up.
我们从旁边的侧门走出去。
So we walked out of the side door.
弄到在做转角的时候实在是很重了，等一下休息一下，喘一下。
In the corner, pastor said, "Please let me take a break."
我说我们啊，不用再拍什么三分钟的电影了。
I said to him, "We don't need another, video, three-minute video or whatever."
我这个就是一个合一的一个真实的这个。
This is a good testimony of working in unity.
结果我们弄
完。A big guy working with a small guy.
他不止这样子而已。
It's more than that.
完了之后，东西拉了之后。
After we pull out the carpet.
地面还有水。
There's still water on the floor.
他说，我们回去拿拖把，拖把可以把它拖干。
Let's all get拖把，因为要怎么讲？
Mop.
Let's go back and get a mop.
然后我们又回到这个 gym 里面来，又拿了 mop， 又拿了拖把。
So we went back to get a mop and then went back to the parson.
拖干了之后，他说：“这个 mop 实在太臭太脏了。”
And he said, "This mop is so dirty and filthy. It smells bad. I'm almost puking."
没有，那实在是受不了。
And so,
他说：“好，我们再来把它洗一洗吧。”
Let us wash this mop.
结果呢，他在洗的时候，我才心里越来越急了。
So as he was washing, I was worried about.Time, I was thinking, boy, this is almost
六点到七点，七点到八点。
Seven o'clock, and it's almost 8 o'clock.
我想再拖把完了，不知道下一个又什么东西。
And I thought, well, Bob usually likes to do a lot of things, and after this, he probably would have something else to do.
他非常的 relaxed， 在那边冲那个拖把。
But he was very relaxed. He was just washing the mop.
那每隔一阵就问我说：“哎，明天信息怎么样？你有没有好信息啊？”
So, every once in a while, every few minutes, he would ask me, "Are you prepared for tomorrow's sermon message? What's in the message tomorrow?"
那他同时又告诉我哪一个讲员David Jeremiah, okay, 这个什么 Chuck Swindoll 这些名牌的牧师讲的信息，哪一个东西很好要跟我分享
？And he would tell me.All these famous preachers, David Jeremiah or other people, whatever he heard from their message was sharing with me.
我听完了之后，我说真的，我抱歉，没有，明天没有什么好消息，没有什么好信息。
So after I said, you know, Bob, I'm sorry, there's not much in my message tomorrow.
所以最后他还是。他告诉我，他还是为我祷告，常常为我祷告。
So at the end, he told me that he'll pray for me as he always did.
弟兄姊妹
，sisters and brothers，
讲这个东西做什么
？Why did I tell you this story？
我可以告诉你说真的，我们爸爸在我们当中跟我们在一起已经一段时间了。
I tell you the truth, he has been with us for a long time, probably longer than we want to.
假如我们
……No, I added that. I added that.
假如我们来到这里，昨天前天你来这儿上课，你就知道。
If you had come to the workshop, you would know.
他是一个很典型低型的这样的一个弟兄。
I think you probably would agree he's one of the typical D-type person.
那你知道低型它的对角线是什么
？And you know what is in a diagonal direction of D-type?
S 型。
That's S type.
我是非常典型的 S 型的弟兄。
I'm a very typical S type.
说实在，你说这样的怎么合一啊
？And so you can say that according to their analysis, how could a D type person work with a S type person?
可是，在现实的生活里头
，But in reality,
我可以见证的是说，还是有可能。
I can testify to say that it is still workable. It is possible.
那不是只是。本按着我们的个性，我们在一起。
It's not that we work together, following our own personality.
更是圣灵贯穿在我们中间。
It's the spirit that connects us.
我们教会的确真的是需要。我们发现昨天在做那个问卷的时候，我们教会至少来的人都是另外两型的，就是 S 跟 C 型的。
We found out that most of our sisters and brothers in this church are of the S type and C type.
就比较被动型的。
And we are typically very passive.
我们缺少那种, 主动型的。
We lack of this active attitude.
他就是那个主动型的，他不在我们中间。
But Bob is a more active type of person.
真的是超主动，主动到让我会窒息，有的时候会让我窒息。
He's actually proactive, and to the point sometimes I feel, out of breath.
可是我为他感谢神。
But I thank the Lord, for him.
在教会里头。
Because in the church,
也帮助教会完成许多我们不想做，我们不希望去完成的一些工作。
Because in the church, he has done so many things that none of us even wanted to touch.
我要说的就是，我们的个性虽然不一样。
So what I want to say is, although we have a drastically different personality,
那恩赐发挥也跟个性有关系。
The way we use our talents, our gifts, also depends on our personality.
虽然有不同，可是我们彼此都需要。
Though we are different, but we need each other.
在这里要代表教会跟爸爸说谢谢。
So on behalf of the church, we thank Bob. But he's leaving.
我们需要你。
We need you. Don't go away.
求神帮助我们继续在主里头，用这样一种合一的态度来建造教会。
So may God help us so that we can continue to build up the body of Christ in unity.
那我们今天呢，来看。 我们来思考的一个问题就是，我们知道要合一。
So today, we know that we need to be in unity.
那我们怎么样去建造这个基督的身体呢？
But how do we build up the body of Christ?
所以在今天的经文里面就告诉我们一个很中心的信息，就是说，我们是透过在一个成全跟被成全的交替底下来完成这个建造的工作。
So through today's scripture reading, we see that the central message of this passage is that we are in this alternating to prepare and to be prepared.
那弟兄姊妹，我们受洗加入教会是成为基督身体的一部分。
When we get baptized and join the church, we become a part of the body.
所以我们说这叫肢体。
So we say this is the body.
那这肢体只是像汽车零件一样。
But the body, often we are just like parts, like parts in a car.
那教会就像整个汽车厂一样。And
so, this church is like a car.
我们看到车，那个车厂怎么样把这些零件组合在一起。And
so, in a car manufacturer, in a factory, we see how all the parts are assembled together to put it together as a car.
那这样车子才会有它的功能。So
that car can run.
哪一个人去到那个零件行的时候，车子那个像 Pep Boys， 哇，你说进去你说好漂亮，哇，你们这些零件好漂亮，有没有
？So when you go into auto parts store, aren't you awed by all those parts on display？
可是你如果去那个 dealer， 那车行，那有人特别花钱去看那个车秀。
But sometimes you spend money to go see the car shows or go to dealers to look at cars.
你看那车每一台都组装好了之后怎么样？非常的漂亮。
You will be even more awed by the beauty of those cars.
我相信车厂不会因为有零件，我们就觉得它已经够了，已经很美了。
I'm sure that the car factories, the parts are pretty enough.
那教会也不会因为只有这些肢体就觉得已经满足了，已经够了。
But then they are not enough. By the same token, church cannot be perfect with only just parts.
那我们一定要把这些肢体，我们把它组装在一起，成为一个活的一个能够有功能的一个身体。Because
all those parts need to be put together. Need to function in unity so that the body of Christ can function.
这样才能够彰显他的荣耀。
So that we can manifest his glory.
所以我先思考一个问题，就在教会里头有神所拣选的一群人是在成全人。
So in the church, we must realize that there are people that are to prepare others.
我们可以说他们是在发掘我们人内在的一些潜能。
They shall discover and explore our potential.
为的是要将我们这些不同的零件也好，那这些肢体啊，我们给它放在一个正确的位置上。
So that different parts can be placed in the right positions.
这是你不能够随便放的。
And you cannot just do it arbitrarily.
你就随便放的话，那个东西不能看也不能用。
For otherwise, things would not function properly.
好吧，我们看几张图片。
Let us look at some pictures.
你看到这是什么东西？你们看得出来吗？
Do you see what this is?
这些东西是什么东西？看得出来吗？
Can you tell me what they are?
啊？看不出来。你们都看不出来那是什么东西啊？啊？树，一堆树根，
These、
是不是
are ？Just tree trunks。
一些树根、树枝、树根。那看着他这个人在看这个，他这是我自己写的啦。看起来。哎呀，好漂亮！我看不出来什么东西。
I wrote those captions myself.
我们再看下去，你看。
So let's continue.、
然后这些呢？怎么办呢？这些你看还有好多。
So there are many more limbs and tree trunks.
那这两个还看得这样，很像真的一样。
And so they look at it as if there are some treasure in it.
我们在看了半天，觉得这枯树根有什么美的
？So I was thinking, there's nothing pretty there actually.
一般人真的是不会去欣赏。
So most of us probably would not appreciate all these tree trunks.
Okay. 那结果呢？你发现这个人怎么样
？So eventually, you know what happens?
他把所有的东西都给带走了。走吧，我们所有的东西都给他带上去了。
So they put everything in a trunk.
你干嘛用的
？And what do they do with it?
你们知道吗？啊？根雕，根雕，你一根一根雕那么多啊！你钱，你那个发财梦那么大。
So,
你看啊，这后面下面一个字。
So they said,
遮住了。
They can use those pieces to build some things.
对啊，没有问题。这些人，这些东西一块一块的东西在这些人的手中，他就把它开始组装。
So they put them all together piece by piece.
这个图片还没结束，待会儿再给你们看。
So you can see that things are in the works.
那我想到，神在教会里面赐下圣经告诉我们有这个使徒、先知、传福音、牧师、教师。
So as the scripture told us that God has given some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers.
是我们还没有教会，还没被建造起来以前，神就已经先预定好有一群人来帮助我们做建造的工作。
And that's before the church was built up. God had already chosen those people to carry out those tasks of building up.
当我们彼此看的时候，我们就像一根一根的那个木头一样，我们彼此也没看到什么东西。
When we look at each one individually, we just see.Them piece by piece, we didn't really see anything.
当你看到那些在看找木头的，在那收集那树根的那些人呢，他们就看到一些还没有完成就已经看到的东西。
But those who were collecting, just like those who were collecting these tree trunks and limbs, they could see which piece would be useful.
他看每一样东西都是非常宝贵。
And he sees every one of them precious.
把它带好。带回来，全部带回来。
So he took them all back.
在那个当中，慢慢把它组合起来。
So gradually he assembled them.
这就是一个成全。
And that is to prepare.
神把五个不同角色或者职分的人放在教会里面。
God gave us five different types of people, play different roles.
那我们要用感恩的心去接受。
So with a thankful heart, we must accept.What he gave us.
那使徒呢？通常是指的那些跟随耶稣的人，亲身跟随耶稣的人，或见过耶稣，有这样的一个人。
So apostles refer to those who had followed Jesus in person, or have experienced him, or have seen him in person.
有直接了，那或者是从圣灵直接跟他有这样的。
Or through the Holy Spirit, they have experienced him. experienced him personally.
先知呢, 通常是讲预言,
prophets usually would give prophecies.
在旧约里头, 我们说很像, 还没有发生的事情, 他告诉你,
they can tell you things that had not happened, predict things that had not happened.
圣经完成之后, 我们看到在新约里头, 这些先知他一个功能, 就把神的话语已经预先讲, 将来要发生的事情, 把它讲清楚。
In the New Testament time, those prophets can interpret God's word before things happen.
那些传福音, 特别是指到那些宣教士, 然后福音还没有传到的地方, 他第一个看到, 他就跑到那个地方, 去跟他们传福音, 有关神的事情。
So evangelists, they can go to places where gospel had not reached.
我们以现在来说, 我们叫他们叫宣教士,
so we call them evangelists.
那另外就牧师, 你就很清楚, 像我一个人站在这儿,
and you know what pastors are.
那教师呢特别教导
and teachers.
那我要讲就是神把这五种角色放在一个教会, 在做这样一个, 装备的工作。
So God had placed these five types of people in a church and to prepare his people.
一个牧师他不会拥有五种所有的角色。
And none of the pastors would have all five of those gifts.
我们教会需要五种不同的角色来成全。
And the pastor cannot play all five roles. We need different people to play all these different roles.
像昨天我们讲到这前面两天我们来参加这个培训的时候，你就发现王牧师的个性跟我的个性非常大的，他也是 typical D， 我是 typical S。
And Reverend Wang, if you had been here this weekend for the workshop, you would have recognized Reverend Wang is also very different from me. He is a typical D type of person.
所以我们还是可以在一起配搭啊，他在透过他来装备我们。
But we can work together. And through him, through his gifts, he can prepare us.
所以在成全的一个真相底下，就是说，这不是我们自己去挑哪一些的。我们希望有使徒在我们中间，我们希望有先知在我们中间，不是。So
actually, this is not our work. It's not that we have done the selection ourselves.
而是我们需要五种不同角色职分的人帮助我们建造。But
those five kinds of people were given to us so that we can build up the church together.
那我们要学习怎么样去接纳。
We must learn how to accept each other.
怎么样去感恩?
How to be thankful.
我记得我看到一个教会有关冲突的一份杂志呢，那它题目是讲到爱与饶恕。
And I remember I have read in a magazine article about love and forgiving. And this is out of a magazine who addresses conflicts.
那里面有一篇文章是 我们这个辉君姊妹，她一个好朋友，从小一起长大，是不？大学至少大学打架，一起打架的。那告诉我。
One of the articles was written by one of the good friends of Sister Beverly, who used to fight with.
那他们在大学团契的这些同龄的同伴。
They were in a college fellowship.
那这个人他现在在做牧师,
but he is a pastor now.
那他讲到一个他自己的经历,
and he talked about one of his personal experience.
当他去教会牧养的时候, 他教会有1300人。
When he went to a church to be a pastor, there were 1300 people.
那因为他是一个非常会讲话的人。
Because he is an eloquent.
他是属于那种舞台型的人。
He is a I type. Of type I, he's a person who feels very comfortable on the stage.
所以他认为他去绝对没有问题。
So he felt very confident that he can excite the congregants and preach very well.
没想到一去了之后,
but ironically,
人数掉到200。
So shortly after he arrived,
1100人不见了。
The congregation went from 1300 people to about 200 people. He lost 1100 people.
在教会里头主持最多的这个礼啊，就是丧礼。
He held a lot of of.
当然不是说1100个全都死掉，只是说1100个人不见了。但是他1100人当中，除了这些之外，他不断在主持丧礼。
He held a lot of services, and most of them were funeral services.
那教会,
I didn't mean that all those 1,100 people died, but in addition to those people who left, many died. So the church was left with mostly older people.
而他跟上帝祷告，跟他对话，你为什么跟我抢人呢？你天堂人那么多，跟我抢这一那么一点人。
So he earnestly prayed to God. He said, "Why do you fight for those people against me? You have so many people in heaven, and I have so few. Why do you take those people back to heaven?
你可以留一点给我吗？
Can you save some, leave some for me?"
后来呢，他们教会来了第二个牧师。
Then the church came the second pastor.
他就先去打听了，这个是到底是谁？
So he was poking around trying to find out who this second pastor is.
人家告诉他是菲律宾来的。
And they told him that this pastor came from Philippines.
他很会讲道。
And very good in preaching.
他心里就很不舒服。
So he felt very uncomfortable.
哦，他很会讲道，那我就很不会讲道吗？
So you said he's very good at preaching. Then does it mean that I'm not good at preaching?
因为他是主任牧师。
Because he's the
senior pastor.
Senior pastor.
所以他就好，那我就给你安排一个课程，你来上，我去听，我给你报名。
So I thought, well, I'm going to skim it. I'm just going to assign you a Sunday school Bible class for you to teach, and I would attend the class.
那这样可以显示我有多谦卑。
And so on the surface, it may appear that I'm so humble.
就没想到他课真的上得很好，很精彩。
But to his surprise, he really taught it very well.
他就更生气了。
The new pastor.
里面就更火。
So this friend of Beverly's became even more angry.
我每一次听到他，然后他又很开朗，那听到他笑声，他觉得起鸡皮疙瘩。
So he felt so jealous of.
然后非常讨厌，那常常就想避开他。
He really disliked him, and he often tried to avoid him.
因为他说他自己演过戏，他学过戏剧的。
Because he used to he studied theater and play in college, so he knew how to pretend.
然后他笑的时候，我就演笑。
So when he smiled, he said, "When this new pastor smiles, I would also pretend to smile."
后来一段时间,
so after a while,
他发现他读圣经读不下去。
He felt that he could not read Bible anymore.
圣灵在责备他。
The Spirit was scolding him.
而你心里有嫉妒。
Said you have jealousy.
你要去跟他道歉。
You must go and apologize to this young pastor.
他很不服气。
And he resented that.
神啊，你说我们是同年纪的。
He said, "Actually, we're about the same age."
那怎么样叫我一个大男人开得了这种口啊？
And I'm the senior pastor. How could I go and apologize to a junior pastor?
突然出现在人家面前，哎，对不起，我嫉妒你哦。
And wouldn't it be very awkward that I would go to him and said, "I'm sorry, I've been jealous of you."
那多尴尬。
And that would be utterly awkward.
他还在那挣扎。
So he was struggling.
最后神还是软化了心，你要跟他道歉。
So eventually, God softened him.
好吧，我去，你不要让我。
You must go apologize.
你不要让我丢面子啊。
And this pastor said to God and said, "Okay, I will go, but then please save my face."
两个人的办公室相差不到10公尺。
Actually, their offices are less than 10 meters apart.
他走不过去就走过去。He
just could not walk to.
要走过去喝一口水。
So he walked close to that junior pastor's office and he took a sip of water.
等一下又走过去又去上个厕所。
And he walked by it and he went to a bathroom.
那就在那来来去去的。
So he was walking back and forth.
那跑不到门口就想要敲门的就敲不下去。
So he went past the door. He raised his hand to knock at the door, but then he just could not really knock.
他勉强要敲的时候，门开了。
And so one time, he was almost knocking. He raised his hand, and the door opened.
当然门一打开，又是一个微笑。
And when the door was open, came another smile.
心里又是一阵讨厌。
And then so his disliking in his heart surfaced again.
他说弟兄啊，
he said, "Brother."
他说问他有什么事情。
Anything I can do for you?
就他就跟那个牧师说，弟兄啊，上帝感动我要来跟你说。
So the senior pastor told the junior pastor, said, "Brother, God had touched me, and God wanted me, commanded me to come to you."
我每一次呢，我听你讲到，我心里就嫉妒。
To apologize to you that I got jealous every time I hear you preach.
请你为我祷告。
Please pray for me.
哎，结果呢，他们这么一讲之后呢，没想到。
So after they had this dialogue,
他说是那句话，要讲那句话，对他来说非常大的挑战。他说他尴尬都快哭出来。Challenge
to him, he almost cried before he said that.
可是对方跟他说。But
then the junior pastor told him.
他说某某啊，老实说。He
said, "Brother, honest, to be honest to you."
我听你讲到，我也会嫉妒。
I also feel jealous when I hear you preach.
就他一听，哎，他突然觉得自己好像比他高一层呢。And
suddenly he felt that he is better than the junior pastor. He's superior to.
他至少他鼓起勇气，他先讲。At
least he had the courage to say it first.
结果呢？So
consequently,
两个男生跪在那里一起祷告。So
two big men dropped down on their knees. Pray to God.
在那当中认识，祷告之后呢
？After the prayer,
神把他们这种心里头的瑕疵拿走。
God took away all these feelings from them.
然后从那天开始
，From that day on,
教会开始成长。
The church started to grow.
不到10年
，Within less than 10 years,
这200多人又回到了1000多人。
The 200 congregants. Became over 1,000.
这就是神的恩典。
That's God's grace.
很多时候神把人带到我们中间。
A lot of times God brings people to us.
神把我们弟兄姊妹放在这里。
God places sisters and brothers.
我们不要只有看到对方某某人让我很讨厌。
We should not just look at the parts that we don't like.
其实神把他放在我们中间有他的目的。
God has a purpose for everyone. Placed among us.
为了要成全我们，为了要装备我们，为了要造就我们。To
prepare us, to build us up.
让我们的教会能够去发挥这个功能。So
that the church can function in accordance with His will.
另外，第二件事情。The
second point.
我们有人要愿意成全我们，我们也愿意被人家成全。So
there are people that will prepare us, and we ought to be willing to be prepared.
我们要发挥神给每一个人。 我们每一个肢体，它的功能。
We must make good use of God's gifts to every one of us.
我们需要在一个正确的位置上来产生功效。
We must position ourselves correctly to manifest His gifts.
好，我们再看一下图片。
Let us look at more pictures.
你看这是什么东西？
So you look at this picture on the left.
这个也看不懂吗？
On the right.
这什么东西？
You must, it's a horse.
你看，有的马是奔驰在海边呢，有的马是在这个。
It's a sculpture.
是在这个很像宫，这个路，这可能是像宫廷用的那种，我不晓得。
You can see a horse on the beach. You can see a horse in front of a like a palace-looking building, or in a farm.
在这个田野。
Or in the countryside.
你看。
You can see that by the big tree.
那有的是在这个很像这个竞技场的，那他们比赛的。
Or Colosseum. Looks like in a Colosseum.
不同的地方。
In different places.
漂不漂亮
？Are they beautiful?
漂不漂亮
？Are they beautiful?
跟刚刚我们刚开始看的那些图片，怎么样
？So comparing the pictures that we saw earlier,
是不是
？They are very different.
你还记得刚开始我们看到什么吗？
So remember what we saw in the beginning?
就是这些.
Just like pieces of junk.
弟兄姊妹,
sisters and brothers.
神告诉我们，他把这个东西，把这些人带到我们中间，把五个不同职分的人放到我们中间来成全我们。
God has told us that He placed five kinds of people playing five different roles among us.
也许我们不晓得我们应该在哪一个位置上。
Perhaps we do not know. What role we should play?
那我们不要自己说，我想放在这里。我假如把这个尾巴，你想想看， 这个尾巴，他说我不想放这，我要放这，你发现怎么这马长胡子了？
But we should not just take it on our own. We should not decide on our own. For example, if we take the tail of the horse and if the tail of the horse says, I don't want to be the tail, I want to be in the head, then what do you think that would be?
然后每一个其实我们还看不清楚我们到底在哪里最好。
Sometimes we do not recognize what our gifts are.
但我们愿意谦卑,
but we must be humble.
让别人来成全我们,
so that we can be properly prepared.
那我们就能够在一个合宜的位置上来发挥它的功能,
so that we can function in unity.
当然这只是一个比喻, 你这个你不要告诉我,
of course, this
等一下,
is just like an example.
不要讲完到最后来告诉我, 那只是死的东西, 那不会跑。
But you can say, well, this is
exactly. 你知道我在讲什么啊?
Okay.
这是比喻。
This is just an example.
那成全就是装备, 就是安, 造就。
And to prepare is to build up.
是安置的意思, 有一个安置, 把它调整,
and that
我们说不好像脱臼, 你把脱臼的时候, 把它骨头再放回去, 那叫成全。
And that means that to place in a good place, to place properly. For example, when your bones are dislocated, you need someone to put it back, position it properly.
只有这样我们才有可能能够发挥这个功能来。
So that the body can function.
昨天前两天呢，有20多位我们的肢体在这里一起被成全，包括我自己。
There were more than 20 people here at a workshop this weekend, including myself.
真的，当你在上课，你就发现我们每一个圣徒功能真的都不一样。
And at a workshop, we learned that it is true that everyone has different gifts.
每一个人一定有你的恩赐，只是你还没有发觉，因为你没有来上课。
And everyone must have some gifts, and if you don't know, it's because you didn't come to a workshop.
那可是不代表你没有恩赐。
But that doesn't mean that you don't have gifts.
当然我们知道功能的发挥是跟恩赐、个性结合在一起的。
But of course, how to use those gifts, it depends on the personality and some other factors.
我们不是特别要讲这，因为这要看一个课堂才有可能讲。
I'm not going to get into the details.
但是我要讲的是说，每一个功能都重要。
But I want to emphasize the fact that every gift, every function is important.
好像这个刚刚那些组合的那些马呢。 每一块都重要。
Just like the horse in the picture, that every part is important.
我们所谓的被成全，就是你要找到你恩赐的所在。
So to be prepared, we must find what our gifts are.
你要去强化神所给予你的这个恩赐。
We must emphasize, we must strengthen the gifts that God has given us.
你要找到一个适当发挥的一个位置。
You must find a proper place so that you can make use of it.
就像车子的安装有一定的位置一样。
Just like all parts in a car, they have to be in the right place.
你是轮子就是轮子，你不可能轮子拿来当做那个驾驶盘。
The wheels need to be in the bottom of the car. You cannot put the wheels in the car seat.
你也不可能把排气管拿来当做引擎用。
And you cannot take the exhaust pipe as the engine.
假如我们今天没有被成全,
if we are not prepared,
那我们就不可能会有这个教会的建立,
then we cannot for sure have the building up of the church.
那我们虽然称为教会, 但是我们聚在一起, 实际上不过只是一个社团。
So the church will be like a social club.
要是我们今天没有被成全,
if we are not prepared,
我们就没有办法发挥这个功能。
Then we cannot manifest our function.
那这个教会呢，就会真的是像那个马一样，只是一个模型而已。
And then the church will be like this. The horse in the picture is just like a model. It's a dead piece.
也许很好看。
Perhaps it looks good.
可是没有用。
But it's not functional.
我们求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们当中有人。 神已经给你这样的恩赐，你是要成全人，但是我们同时也要被成全。
We have people that can prepare others. We also must be prepared.
我要讲的是说，成全的人不是完全已经被成全了，你也要学习被成全。
So those who prepare others should also learn how to be prepared.
好，那我们这样的成全要到什么？这样建造到什么时候才算完成呢？
So when do we start building up the body of Christ?
我们有提到我们教会有个三年的计划。
So we see that there is a 3 years plan.
这三年计划是希望在每一个弟兄姊妹身上来，用透过3年来装备造就。
So the plan is to prepare all sisters and brothers and build up our strengths and our gifts.
那这不是说我们经过3年之后，我们教会就关门了，你们拜拜了。
It doesn't mean that we'll close the door at the end of 3 years.
这是一个循环，3年一个循环。
This is just a cycle every 3 years.
那神怜悯的话，我们希望用3年造就你的生命。
If God has mercy on us, that we would use those 3 years to build you up.
圣经告诉我们，我们造就到哪一个程度？
So to what point then?
第一个，首先真道，在真道上同归于一。
So until all reach unity in the faith.
由每一个人对真道的看法，因为都是从个人的看法、个人的这个意见来看。
If we all, because most of the time that we look at the faith and God's word from our own point of view.
所以我们在真道上还有许多的分歧。
So often we still have some different opinions.
我们需要在做先知的、做教师的，慢慢把这个东西整合在一起。
We need those teachers, the pastor, and the prophets to put all these things together.
所以我们能够合而为一，不再为这些东西来争辩。
So that we can all be in unity in the faith, and we will no longer argue about little things.
第二个，他说我们要认识，一直到认识神的儿子。
And secondly, until we all reach unity in the knowledge of the Son of God.
那这种认识是一种深度的认识。And
that's as knowledge in depth, in-depth knowledge.
可以说是一种尾声。
And that implies a commitment to the Son of God.
换句话说，我们过去我们还是委身在基督以外的事情。
So in the past, we used to commit ourselves to things other than Christ.
所以我们要到一装备到有一天，我们也懂得怎么委身于基督。
So we would be prepared, we should be prepared until the day that we have a full commitment to the Son of God.
那第三个是说到长大成人。
Thirdly, and will be prepared until all become mature.
他说到满有基督长成的身量。
And attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
换句话说，我们还在依赖，我们没有这样能力工作侍奉，这表示我们还没有完全。
So if we still feel we lack the ability to serve, that means that we have not accomplished.
当我们成熟到一个地步的时候，功能就慢慢就会发现出来，发挥出来了。
So we must mature to the point that we can function properly.
还有，最后是我们要一直造就到我们不再做小孩子。
And lastly, we must continue to be prepared until we no longer are infants.
什么叫小孩子就很容易被骗？
And infants are the ones that can be easily deceived.
我们教会传福音，外面也在传福音。
Because we preach gospels to you, and there are other types of gospel too.
我们没有办法很难分辨什么道德叫做别的福音。
And a lot of times we cannot make good discernment.
我们在这讲神学，外面也在讲神学。
We talk about theology, they are all different theology too.
然后我们不知道他们讲的是哪一种的神学。
But we cannot tell what kind of theology others are talking about.
信仰立场不稳。
So our faith cannot be firmly grounded.
我们没有办法分辨真假。
We cannot discern the truth from the false.
而需要我们继续被装备。
So we need to continue to be equipped.
免得我们的信仰动摇。
So that our faith can be firmly founded.
弟兄姊妹,
sisters and brothers.
这个信息, 我们说这成全被成全, 你想, 这跟我有什么关系?
So you may wonder, what does this message have to do with you?
这个不是讲一个教会的问题而已。
This is not the problem of the church.
若是你在思考, 你要怎么样做一个更好的基督徒。
If you are thinking how you can be a better Christian,
若是你在思考, 我们要怎么样让这个生活生命活得更有意义。
And if you are thinking about how to live a fuller life and more exciting life.
今天的信息对我们来说就一个启发。
Today's message is inspiration to us.
那基督徒, 我相信是在基督里面, 我们在基督里面成为一体。
I'm sure that Christians want to be in unity in Christ.
可是不是只有停在这个一体的阶段。
But it's not just stop is not just stopping at the unity.
我们要被成全，成为一个肢体，互为肢体。
We want to be made perfect to be part of Christ.
另外，我们生活的目的，我们生命的意义在哪里？
And so, what's the meaning and the goal of our life?
我们很多时候在外面的社会里头，我们被成全。
Often we are prepared to do things, to do worldly things.
我们可以有很稳定的工作。
We can have a secure job.
很好的成就。
We can have good accomplishment.
很高的学业。
We can have good accomplishment in our academic
achievement. 但你总觉得好像少了一个什么东西。
But often you feel that you're lacking something.
要是我们能够在基督里头发现你的角色。
If you can find your role in Christ.
发现神造你独特的地方
，and find uniqueness，
你把那个部分再表现出来
，and if you can manifest that，
你发现你的生命比以前更有价值
，then you will find that you have a fuller life and a more meaningful life。
弟兄姊妹
，sisters and brothers，
你的生活可以活得更精彩
，you can have a fuller and more exciting life。
我们现在就是在成全与被成全的一个时候
，now we are still going through this process of。Prepare and being prepared.
通常呢，我信息结束的时候，通常是用一个问句：“你愿意怎么样吗？”
Usually, when I complete a sermon, I often finish it with a question.
昨天学到一个
waiting to, but yesterday I learned something.
就是那个 I 型说 ：“Come on, 来吧。”
Just like you heard it.
Okay, 我们一起来建造。
Let us.Work together to build up the church.
这个是要学来的。我告诉你，我不建议你们讲到打瞌睡的时候，你们都不用担心说啊，牧师不好意思，我昨天很累，怎么？你不用担心这个问题。
So if you fall asleep or were doing something else, don't feel sorry.
啊，你也不用觉得什么，你都不用想其他，因为昨天我听到一个很鼓励的事情。
Do not apologize because I heard something very encouraging yesterday.
因为王牧师提到一个例子，一个牧师很会他。准备东西准备得很周全。
Because he told me an example that one of the pastors, he always prepared his sermon very well.
他讲，但可是在讲的时候，大家都睡觉。
But every time, he preached, everyone fell asleep.
那个师母就觉得很不好意思。
So, his wife felt really bad.
后来他们上完这个课程之后，他就发现原来牧师是这样个性的人。
So, she realized that.That's the way. That's his personality.
然后神用他所造的，就是按着他所造的呢，他来发挥他神所造的这东西。
So God gave him that kind of gift, gave him the personality, and he functions that accordingly.
啊，他从另外一个角度去欣赏。
So she would appreciate him from another angle.
那所以，这个以后呢，他觉得这个没什么这。他就是这样子，他已经尽他所能。
So she felt that he had done his best. That's the way he is.
你们需要睡觉，还是睡觉吧。
If you fall asleep, go ahead.
啊，所以不用担心这事情。
So don't worry.
没有，我没有办法像王牧师一样，从头到尾把你们呼醒。哎，从头到尾不要睡觉。
I could not be as exciting as Reverend Huang from the beginning.
但是若是信息结束的时候，你听到说 ，Come on, 走，我们一起来建造吧。
But at the end.Of the message, if you heard that, come on, let's go and build up the church.
你开始注意到神在你身上有独特的计划。
And you start to notice that God has a unique plan for you.
你开始要去寻求神到底在你身上恩赐在哪里。
And start to seek what gifts that God to find out what gifts God has.
在这个教会里头，你看到你的一个位置。
So in this church, you find a place in this church.
你能够在那当中发挥。
And you can make use of your gift.
这样子睡觉就值得了。
Then it's worth it, even if you fell asleep.
好吧，我们祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你把我们召集在一起。
You call us together.
你让我们成为肢体。
So that we can be.So that we become parts of your body.
我们求主你打开我们属灵的眼睛。
Lord, we ask that you open our spiritual eyes.
让我们看见我们被造的目的和意义。
So that we know the purpose and meaning of your creation.
求主你继续在我们当中所造就工作。
We ask that you continue to prepare us.
让每一个人都能够发挥他的功能。
So that everyone can function with his or her talents.
所以教会能够被建造成为一个活的肢或活的一个身体。
So that this church can be built up as a live body.
我们不论到哪里都能够显扬你的名。
No matter where we go, we can glorify your name.
主啊，你坚固我们。
Lord, strengthen us.
祷告交托奉主耶稣基督。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.